The death penalty, one of America's traditional lightning rod issues, was again in the news recently with what many have characterized as the botched execution of Joseph Wood in Arizona on July 23rd. Wood, who was executed after 23 years on Arizona's death row, died from a series of lethal injections after gasping for air for nearly 2 hours. Wood's prolonged execution, along with the 26-minute execution of Dennis McGuire in Ohio in January and the 43-minute execution of Clayton Lockett in Oklahoma in April, has provided another opportunity for death penalty opponents to claim that state executions are cruel and unusual punishment. The recent problems with lethal injections have been precipitated by the refusal of drug companies in Europe to continue to supply the drugs used for executions. This has forced states to search for new lethal drug combinations. But once states manage to find drugs that again consistently result in quick death to inmates, challenges to the death penalty based on these recent prolonged executions will lose traction. It is a less noticed recent court decision, however, that could have a much greater impact on the fate of the death penalty in the United States. Judge Cormac J. Carney, a U.S. District Judge in California appointed by George W. Bush, ruled on July 16th that California's death penalty, as it is administered by the state, constitutes cruel and unusual punishment, and therefore violates the U.S. Constitution's Eighth Amendment. The problem that Judge Carney cited, like the botched executions, is the time it takes a death row inmate to die. But in this case, he was not talking about the execution itself, but the long road death row inmates must travel before being executed. In California, the average length of time for a death row inmate to exhaust his appeals in federal and state courts is 25 years. This is twice the national average among death penalty states. And of the more than 900 individuals who have been sentenced to death since California enacted its current death penalty system in 1978, only 13 have been executed by the state. Rather than a death sentence, Judge Carney describes the actual sentence handed down by California juries as life in prison with the remote possibility of death. He found that this constant threat of execution, with only a slight chance of it actually occurring, was unconstitutional. The delays, as Carney's analysis shows, are not due to any actions by the death row inmates themselves, but to California's broken system for reviewing death sentences. Judge Carney found that a death row inmate's likelihood of being executed by the state is not dependent on the severity of the crime the person committed, the value to the state of executing the inmate, or even the order in which the person arrived on death row. Instead, it is the speed at which the inmate proceeds through the state's post-conviction review process that determines whether he will be executed, a factor that is random and completely out of the inmate's control. This, as Carney found, makes the imposition of the death penalty in California completely arbitrary and divorced from the goals of deterrence and punishment that led the state to sentence the inmate to death in the first place. According to Gallup, fewer Americans are in favor of states' use of the death penalty now than at any time since the early 1970s, although 60% of Americans still favor the use of executions for convicted murderers. This number is similar to the number of Americans who opposed gay marriage as recently as the mid-2000s. However, as we have seen with gay marriage, courts can have a major impact on the evolution of public policy. While Judge Carney's decision is limited to California and will undoubtedly be appealed by the state, if it is upheld on appeal, his opinion could be used by death penalty opponents across the country to challenge state executions in other states with long systemic delays. The irony is that the most promising current challenges to the death penalty are claims that states are not killing inmates quickly enough. While the recent so-called botched executions have drawn the headlines, it is the executions measured in years, not hours, that may eventually lead to the end of the death penalty in the United States. I'm Matt Andres.